This is WHIO's consumer warrior, Clark Howard. Beware scam artists in Dayton. I'll find you out.
This is WHIO meteorologist Kirsty Zontini. If weather breaks this hour, we will break it.
And you're listening to an Ask the Expert weekend on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Hey, very good morning out there. Thank you for tuning in. This is Dr. Andrew Dyer coming to you live this morning in studio right down here at WHIO. And I've only got a half an hour today to be with you because we've got UD football coming up after I'm done. So today, I just want to introduce myself and then we'll get rolling right into some great topics. I've really just one topic to cover with you today. And it stems from some of the volunteer work I've been doing. I'm actually volunteering on a position with the Ohio State Chiropractic Association on their board or committee for public health. And as a result, we've been spending a lot of time on conference calls monthly going over what we as chiropractic physicians can help do with the opioid crisis, because it is a national crisis at this point. There's far too many billions of dollars being spent and lost, and far too many lives being lost in the hands of these gripping addictive drugs. So we're going to talk about that pretty much as our program today, because we only have that 30-minute slot. But I want to remind you, of course, in just a few days' time, well, actually tomorrow starts October, and October means Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And what that means at our clinic at Take Two Healthcare is we have thermography, breast cancer imaging. Dr. Yaley runs that division of our clinic. She is a female chiropractic physician, and she will do all the thermography imaging as well as deliver the results to the patients. And that's something that you'll want to research on our website, read about, understand the difference between thermography and mammography. And that's really not the intention of my show today, is to break all that down for you, but there's plenty of research and things available, articles available on our website at take2healthcare.com. So go ahead and check that out. But to introduce myself again, if you haven't heard me before, I just started my 13th year in practice, all the while with Dr. Merkel at what was formerly Back to Health Center, and now we're Take Two Healthcare. My name is Dr. Andrew Dyer. I graduated from National University of Health Sciences. And at this point in my career, I am triple board certified. I am triple board certified in chiropractic, in clinical nutrition, and chiropractic acupuncture. So I have three board certifications, and that is what I use to help people each and every week. I got to see a friend yesterday, and actually he came to the clinic to become a new chiropractic patient. And he and I have played tons and tons of golf this summer and last, and we spent a lot of time together just hanging out and having a fun time. And he had asked me a couple weeks ago when we were walking down the fairway together, he said, "What do you think about some of the stretching that I'm doing each morning to try to get my back loosened up?" And I listened to him kind of go through a couple different yoga pose, stretch position moves that he was utilizing to try to get some of that stiffness out of his lower back. And I gave him a couple of suggestions. I thought one of the positions he was using was actually causing a little more pressure on some of the facet joints in the lumbar spine, which is where his stiffness was really attacking him. And so I gave him a couple of tweaks, and I said, try that for a few weeks. If it doesn't fix it all, come see me. We'll get you adjusted, and you might just do great. And I saw him yesterday at 20 after 8. He was my third patient of the morning. And at 1:45, I got a text message from him as I was walking back into my office to start my afternoon. And he said, I'm going to pull this up because I want to tell you exactly how he wrote it, because it was really, really neat. And I had thought, I should reach out to him, see how he's doing. I thought, well, I'm going to see him over the weekend, or I'm going to see him next week, and he'll let me know then. At 1:35, he writes me this: "Noticeably less ache, less tightness, less discomfort. Also less tenderness going up and down the stairs." And then this morning, 7:30, he gives me another update. He said, "It is a very good morning. Sprang out of bed and darn near bumped the ceiling. Thank you, thank you." So just a really neat case, because it ties into exactly what I'm about to talk about with the opioid crisis. He was in pain. Okay, he's just in his early 60s. He's physically fit. He walks the golf course 3-4 times a week. He's retired now, so he's enjoying his life, spending time with his wife between here and his other house out of state. And so he could have been on the list of people to pursue medical intervention for this pain. Instead, he knows me. We play golf together. He has sent some of his children in to see me over the years, and I've taken care of them chiropractically. And all of a sudden, he becomes a new chiropractic patient. And I'm not saying that his life would have been wrecked or ruined by an opioid being prescribed, but I am saying we saved his gut, we saved his liver, we saved his kidneys from those drugs going in, where really in this case they weren't necessary. So the article that I have in front of me comes from a journal called Chiropractic Economics, and it's an interesting magazine. I don't typically get a lot of good clinical information out of it, but this one was an exception. And the title is called Pain Points. And of course, it's in a chiropractic journal, so it's speaking to chiropractors. But the information contained within is very, very fitting for some of the people out there listening to this show. You can help combat the opioid crisis. An article is written by Judy Waitman. 95 million Americans have used prescription painkillers in the past year. This is about four times as many as in 1999. Sadly, these drugs are extremely easy to misuse, and more than 1,000 people a day are treated in emergency departments for not using them as directed, according to the U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention. And 91 people die every day from an opioid overdose. 91 people every day. Even worse, the numbers just keep rising. The CDC reports a 72% increase in the number of deaths. In the number of deaths associated with synthetic opioids, excluding methadone, between 2014 and 2015. What is causing the opioid crisis, and what can you do as a chiropractic professional to help combat this? Here's a little section of the article called The Pain of Pain. Pain is a significant health issue in the U.S. More than half of U.S. adults, 55.7% or 126 million, reported experiencing some kind of pain in the previous 3 months in the CDC's 2012 National Health Interview Survey. Of those, 11.2% or 25.3 million adults reported daily chronic pain, and 17.6% or 40 million adults reported severe pain, according to an analysis of the data in a 2015 study by the National Center for Complementary and Integrative Health of the NIH, or National Institutes of Health. Most common type of pain is musculoskeletal. Well, that's fantastic. What do chiropractic acupuncturists treat in their office most commonly? Musculoskeletal pain. Now, in our office, it's a little bit different because we have a specialty in nutritional blood work and supplementation programs and things of that nature too. But we do still see a lot of musculoskeletal pain syndromes. So with about half of adult Americans, 126.6 million, having experienced musculoskeletal disorders in 2012, according to the U.S. Bone and Joint Initiative, the most prevalent disorders include arthritis and related conditions, back and neck pain, injuries from falls, from work, from military service, and even sports, as well as osteoporosis. Back and neck pain alone affect nearly a third of U.S. adults, or 75.7 million. The average of those people that will go and see a chiropractor is only 10% of the population at large. So we've got a third of people in this country suffering from back and neck pain, which chiropractic does a great job of. I mean, probably 75-80% of the time, it can make it all the way back to better, if not make major improvements enough to get them back to their life without any drug intervention. More specifically, 30% of American adults reported lower back pain and 16% reported neck pain in 2015, according to the CDC. And an additional 15% reported severe headache or migraine pain. To deal with musculoskeletal and other pain, the NHIS study found patients spent $225 billion per year out of pocket on conventional care, including $54 billion on prescription drugs, compared to $30 billion on complementary care. Here's the conventional approach. Those figures reflect conventional practitioners' preference for relying on pharmacological solutions to pain management. Far too many physicians are responding to patients complaining of pain by just writing them a script and do this for an unnecessarily long course of treatment. According to the National Safety Council, 99% of doctors report prescribing opioids for longer than the 3-day period recommended by the CDC. So if we want to look and see where this opioid crisis began and got going, we've got to start and look at where these people are getting these drugs from. And I'm not saying that even all of them come from standard and legitimate routes. I mean, some of these things are available on the street for purchase, but the problems abound. In fact, 23% report prescribing 30 days worth at a time, long enough for usage to cause changes in a patient's brain chemistry. One reason for this overprescribing may be that medical doctors don't know that over-the-counter pain relievers like ibuprofen and acetaminophen are effective for acute pain. Okay, I think most medical doctors do know that. I wouldn't agree with that statement necessarily, but in fact, nearly 75% of doctors think that those NSAIDs are less effective than opioids such as morphine and oxycodone, when in fact they are, or they can be, more effective. Worse yet, the reliance on medication doesn't address the underlying issue. According to Sherry McAllister, D.C., Executive Vice President of the Foundation for Chiropractic Progress, medications are ineffective in addressing the underlying cause of pain, she says. They're intended for short-term use for acute conditions or for the terminally ill. There's a place for opiates, but that place needs to be reviewed. There's no question that minimizing the use of opiates would be much better, both for the individual and for society as a whole. Just a little bit more information on the cost of this crisis. Aside from the human cost of these unnecessary deaths, researchers estimate the total economic impact of the opioid crisis at almost $80 billion. This figure includes $28 billion, that's billion with a B as in boy, $28 billion for healthcare and substance abuse treatment, the vast majority of which, $26 billion, is covered by insurance. The costs associated with reduced productivity, and in the case of incarcerated addicts, lost productivity, are estimated to be about $20 billion. About a quarter of these aggregate costs are funded by public sources. Virtually all of the $8 billion in criminal justice-related costs, however, was spent by local and state governments. Obviously, these costs don't include the emotional toll on the addicts and their friends and families, which is literally incalculable. So when we come back on the other side of the break, I'm going to talk to you a little bit about what your options might look like if you're facing some pain and want to control that pain or really get to the root cause of it. So thanks for listening this morning to Dr. Andrew Dyer. We'll be back right after this break on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It's an Ask the Experts weekend on Dayton Station for up-to-the-minute severe weather reports. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Whatever your nutrition, health, or performance goals are, Health Foods Unlimited is there for you. We have healthy solutions to meet your lifestyle needs with green foods, probiotics, enzymes, omega-3, and whole food-based supplements. Let Health Foods Unlimited keep your dog or cat healthy with holistic pet foods and supplements. Stop in for monthly savings going on now at Health Foods Unlimited. Located a half mile east of the Dayton Mall in the Southtown Shopping Center on State Route 725. Open Monday through Friday, 10 till 9, Saturday, 10 till 6, and Sunday, noon till 5.
Health Foods Unlimited, the natural way of caring for you.
Key Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Trucks has the best deals of the year right now. I'm Chris Toby. How about new 2017 Dodge Journeys have up to $8,000 off? During Ram Power Days, new 2017 Ram Bighorn 4x4s have a minimum of $11,000 off, and you may qualify for more. It's the Jeep Celebration event, and a new Renegade Latitude 4x4 is only $18,900, a savings of over $7,000. Take the short drive, State Route 68 in Xenia, or shop 24/7 at KeyChrysler.com. I'll see you at Key today.
At Miami Valley Gaming, a Buckeye in your pocket is lucky. Ooh, why am I yelling? Because our new Buckeyes are so lucky, this place is really buzzing. And with over 1,700 gaming machines, sometimes you need to speak up. So put a Buckeye in your pocket and come see for yourself. We're just off I-75 at exit 29. Miami Valley Gaming, get ready to get lucky.
Must be 21. Gambling problem in Ohio? Call the Gambling Helpline at 1-800-589-9966.
Crisp, cool evenings signal fall and Burns fabulous fall sale. Storewide savings of 20 to 40% lets you select a variety of fresh fall plants and beautiful planters. Mums, pansies, grasses, shrubs, and trees, plus new arrivals in our home decor and gift shop will complete your home for fall for entertaining. Create your fall look at Burns Garden Center and Landscaping in Middletown and Beaver Creek. And remember, your best garden always begins at Burns.
Get great deals going on now during Menards' Crazy Day Sale. Make a buck after rebate on Splash conventional wiper blades. Save on Ultra Interior Flatter Ceiling Paint, $8.97 a gallon after rebate. Get the job done right with a Rockwell Brushless Drill Kit for $99. A bundle of Owens Corning Classic 3-tab shingles is $9.77 after rebate. These deals are so crazy, they're in-store only. While supplies last, September 29th through October 1st, during Menards' Crazy Day Sale.
Save big money at Menards.
Have you been thinking about retiring? It could be the most important decision of your life. Tune in to Russell Total Wealth Radio Saturdays at 1 p.m. and now on Sundays at 11 a.m. right here on WHIO for answers to your questions about how to maximize your money during retirement. Plus, learn strategies about minimizing your taxes. Get the facts and learn about all of your options. Tune in Saturdays at 1 p.m. and now Sundays at 11 a.m. on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Part of our Ask the Expert weekends. Is your company a member of Dayton Defense? If not, learn how you can benefit from becoming a member. Saudi Solution Services, Inc. S3 is an ISO 9001 certified company headquartered in Dayton with a nationwide footprint providing innovative professional services and IT solutions to OSD, Air Force, Army, Federal Agency, and commercial customers. Operating successfully since 2001, S3 is EDWOSB, SDB, and SDVOSB. Resumes always welcome, equal opportunity employer. Dayton Defense, the voice of the defense community. Check out DaytonDefense.org.
Are you tired? Another night in the recliner? Sugden Furniture in Tib City may have the answer. A motion electric bed from Kingsdown allows you to change sleep positions so you can breathe again. Lift your legs, raise your head, add a soft vibration, and find your sweet sleep spot. You're in control. Right now, for a limited time, the Kingsdown Motion Electric Bed's on sale at Sugden Furniture in downtown Tib City. Sale ends soon. Give it a try. Don't deny yourself a good night's sleep.
You have the ideas, we have the materials. Snyder Brick and Block, a local family-owned company since 1949, has everything you need to create a beautifully landscaped home and garden, including a premium selection of landscape stone, flagstone, boulders, pavers, decorative gravel, keystone retaining walls, outdoor fireplaces, and much more. Even topsoil and mulch to add the finishing touches. Visit us in Dayton, Middletown, and Troy, and get what you need to create your amazing outdoor oasis.
Fall-like temperatures for your Saturday, a high in the upper 60s with lots of sunshine. Should stay dry Saturday and Sunday as well. A few degrees warmer for your Sunday, again with lots more sunshine, a high in the lower 70s. And as we head into the work week, we'll warm up into the upper 70s by Monday. I'm meteorologist Crystal Davis on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
The views and opinions expressed during this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cox Media Group Ohio.
Now, let's return to Take Two Healthcare, your guide to better living on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Okay, thank you very much. We are back. We're going to go to a caller named Mark. Mark, can you hear me this morning?
Yeah, I can.
All right, fantastic. How can I help you this morning?
All right, got a diagnosis of idiopathic hypersomnia this week.
Okay.
And not on meds yet, waiting for insurance to fight that out with the doctor. Do you know anything about it? You know anything natural that might help?
Yes, I know a little bit about it because your call came up before I went to break, so I actually looked at a few things over the break because I didn't know a lot about it until I just did a little quick research. So to be honest, there's a couple of different things from a natural perspective that could be helpful, and one that research highlights is called L-carnitine. It's an amino acid, and in typical patients with your diagnosis, it says that abnormally low levels of L-carnitine have been observed in patients with this diagnosis. These same low levels have been associated with primary hypersomnia in general studies in laboratory animals as well. So L-carnitine might be a good option, but this is a more complex issue than just to say, okay, try this amino acid and you might get some benefit. But what are the drugs they propose to put you on? That's all right. Is one of them for thyroid support? Is it levothyroxine for thyroid?
No.
Okay. Sorry, you're getting real fuzzy there, Mark. I can't hear you very well.
Okay, sorry. Thyroid's fine.
thyroid's not one of them. Okay, that's all I could hear. I'm sorry. But yes, to speak to this point, with the diagnosis you have, there's a couple of different options that they have medically. Really, it seems as if this condition was very misunderstood for a long time, but now it's thought to be a neurological disorder. So the potential there are going to be a number of different drugs to help with the neurological impact of this condition. And for those of you listening, idiopathic hypersomnia is a condition called excessive daytime sleeping or excessive daytime sleepiness. Okay. Even after these patients sleep 9, 10, 11 hours at night, they get up, and they also refer to it in some of the research I was doing as sleep drunkenness, where you're kind of sleeping, you're kind of awake, you're wandering around, you don't really have a clue as to what's going on. So as you can imagine, for those of you out there without this condition, and even for those of you with this condition, it would be very difficult to lead a normal life, work, have family activities, exercise, do the things that you want to do if this condition was affecting you in that manner. So I apologize, the connection wasn't very good there in the end, but hopefully it gave Mark a few ideas, things to consider. And Mark, if you do want to know more information, you can contact us at the clinic. Our phone number there is 937-433-3241. But diving back into the topics that we were discussing prior to the break, the opioid crisis. And I really have seen a lot more come out about this, even in my journal, The Original Internist, that I received this week in my mailbox. Two beginning articles right at the start of that journal, written by a couple of the authors I often bring to you on this show, all addressing, again, the opioid topic. So how can chiropractic and acupuncture help? Oh, that's a great question. Here, I'm going to tell you. When you look at the chiropractic option, it's the gold standard of non-pharmacological options. It's the most highly researched and the easiest to access. It's twice as available as massage therapy. In a study published in the New England Journal of Medicine, patients seeking treatment for back pain reported significantly higher levels of satisfaction with the care they received from chiropractors than patients who saw medical practitioners, with 42% giving the chiropractors the nod versus 26% giving them MDs the nod in terms of overall effects of the treatment being excellent. Okay, that was published in New England Journal of Medicine. Let me flip to the next section. Okay, this doesn't mean that you can just flip the sign on your office door to open and proceed with business as usual. There has to be a combination of assessing these patients, giving them a proper treatment plan, and then following up to make sure that they're not only following the treatment plan, but they're actually getting the results that you expected. Chiropractic, along with acupuncture, massage, and nutrition, all of them are alternative ways to reduce pain without turning our society into an addictive society. Well, how wonderful is that, since I practiced three of those four mentioned disciplines in that one sentence. And we have Dr. Ashley Marchak at our office as well. She's a chiropractic acupuncturist. And we have Dr. Natalie Yaley. She's a chiropractor. She does the nutritional testing, and she also does thermography. Dr. Merkel's there, of course, as well. But it's the three of us that are really seeing the majority of the patients anymore, as Dr. Merkel's schedule continues to ramp up on his speaking engagements around the country. So that's why you hear our voices here more often behind the microphone, and that's why you hear us taking care of the majority of the patients. So to be an effective resource for those seeking relief from pain, Dr. Allen says, practitioners need to be taking a deeper look at each patient and effectively communicating what they see, as well communicating what they expect to have happen from a full course of treatment. Non-opioid medication alternatives. Chiropractic treatment alone may not bring full relief to some experiencing chronic pain, but for those patients, it may be advisable to supplement treatment with non-opioid pain relief medications. Now, they say in the article, pain relief medications. I say, let's take it one step further and look at non-medication options that are also good for pain relief and are non-habit-forming non-opioids. Two specific nutrients that I use quite often. Formula 303, active ingredient is valerian root. I'm not going to give you the dosage now because everyone's is going to be a bit different. And then there's a product we use called inflavonoid. Comes from a company called Metagenics, and in there is ginger and turmeric. Both great natural pain-fighting options, but really, again, it still comes back to the point of, can we assess and figure out what caused the pain in the first place? Can we change things in the habits, the exercise cycle, and other things? But you've been listening to Dr. Andrew Dyer this morning. I've got to leave you to listen to UD football, but we'll be back next week on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It's our Ask the Experts weekends on the Miami Valley Radio Station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.